So what is the first one? Step one is understand and appreciate their world. That's the first step in the seven master steps of changing anyone. Why is this the first one? Well, because if you're trying to influence somebody and you don't understand what drives them, what they want, what they fear, what excites them, what they value, what their rules are, you're basically flying blind. Plus, you're just basically generally trying to probably influence them the way you would be influenced. Well, if the person is just like you, that'll work fine. But if you're a person who's going to be a leader, you have to be able to reach people that aren't like you. To do that, you got to enter their world. Remember the principle I said earlier? I'll say it again and again because repetition is the mother of skill. To influence another person, you have to know what already influences them. So in this first step of understanding and appreciating somebody's world, notice I didn't say label and judge them, right? Because the minute you judge somebody, you can't influence them because they feel that judgment. What makes people feel safe is to feel that you appreciate them. You're sincerely interested. That's what opens them. Not that you want to hear enough to label them. So what do we want to appreciate? What do we want to understand about their world? We want to appreciate and understand, number one, what needs are driving them. We want to know the why behind their behavior. Oftentimes you see people doing things and you think they're doing it for a certain reason, but everybody does things for different reasons. There's only six primary reasons, six needs. But assuming that, for example, somebody contributed money because they wanted to make a contribution isn't always true. Sometimes people donate money because they want significance. They want their name on the door. Or they made a contribution because they feel guilty and they want to feel comfortable about their life again because they have all this money and they didn't have to earn it. So it gives them comfort and certainty to be able to give it away. Everybody does things for different reasons. Does that make sense? So we want to know what's driving this person so we can help them. What are those top two needs? What's driving them most? That was the first thing we want to know. It's the first step here also. What else do we want to know to appreciate and understand their world? Well, we want to understand what they believe life's about. Again, tomorrow's session, we're going to take the entire session and focus on just this first step. It's that important. I'm going to walk you through all the different types of beliefs. I think you'll find it really fun because you can ask yourself the questions. Questions like, who are my role models growing up? Do you think that somebody's decisions, their life, the way they approach things would be different if their role model in life was, let's say, Mother Teresa or if it was Osama bin Laden? That's not a hard one to figure out. You know, if you find out what people believe, what they value, what's most important about them, the more you understand about the world, the greater the chances you can enter the world and you can help to lead them and influence them for a positive good. So this first step was, by the way, the first thing I did with Bob. Remember Bob, the man who wanted to kill himself and his kids? Instead of just deciding, oh my God, this is a horrible person, I decided I needed to understand and appreciate his world. And because I stayed curious and got underneath it, I found out that this is not a bad man. This isn't a mean man. He's certainly about to do something that'd be unbelievably destructive and painful for everybody, something unconscionable. But instead of judging it, where I couldn't influence him and judging him, I want to understand him. I want to not just understand him intellectually, I want to appreciate his feelings. And when I got into Bob, and I started to understand that Bob's life was about freedom. Bob's life was about having fun. Bob's life was being fully alive and living passionately. Bob and I started to feel a connection. And all of a sudden, I'm vested in Bob, and Bob can feel that. Do you think that increases my chances of influencing him as opposed to just being some outsider looking in on him and deciding what's wrong with him and I'm going to fix him? See, I never believe that there's anybody that's broken. No one's broken. I'm not here to fix them. If you do that mentality, then you create this holier-than-thou approach that some therapists do, some business leaders do, some parents do, some friends do, and I'm going to tell you one thing. It's going to limit who you can reach. Only people that feel inferior are going to respond to you. But if you can really feel for that person and understand that person, all of a sudden I'm starting to say, wait a second, I got a different picture of Bob. I understand Bob's world. I can understand why Bob feels dead inside. And as that understanding starts to grow in you, now your capacity to make a difference is going to grow with it. The other thing you have to understand about somebody's world is that people were all part of a tribe. You know, one way of describing human beings is that we really are the result of all the relationships we've had, all the people we've met and interacted with in our lives. We're part of a tribe. We impact the tribe. We influence other people and we're influenced by them. So the more you can understand about the context in which somebody lives, you know, are they the third child that everybody's looked down on? Are they the first son that everyone demanded the most from? You know, what was the mindset? Do they have a parent that is all controlling growing up? Now, this is not so you have to go live in their past, but if you can understand the context in which they've grown up or the context in which they live now, they're a lawyer. So every day of their life, they go and they put somebody on the stand, and their job is to break them. And it's not hard to figure out, if you understand that context, why they might have trouble in their personal relationships. Because all day long, they're reinforced for a behavior, and they go home and put their spouse on the stand. You know? So the more you understand about someone's environment, their context, what they get rewarded for, what they get punished for in the environment they live in, the more you're also going to understand how to influence them effectively. And by the way, when we're talking about understanding and appreciating somebody's world, we're not talking about doing this as if this person is someone you're studying from a foreign culture or someone you're looking down your nose at or categorizing. You know, what will make this relationship work? When you look at therapy, you know, a lot of different studies have tried to take different therapies and see which one's most effective. And, you know, some studies will promote one approach and another will promote another. But in reality, this research again and again and again shows the most important factor in somebody feeling like they can really change their life is that the person they work with, the coach, the mentor, the therapist, you know, the manager, the leader they work with, they have a great relationship with, they have rapport with. So one of the most important things here is to create a base in your relationship up front that you're not asking these questions so you can just manipulate them, but to find a way to meet their needs. If you can establish that while you're discovering what somebody wants and what they need, while you're understanding their world, I can promise you, going to the next step where you're going to begin to start the change process will move much more smoothly. Change will happen much more easily.